When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily and a very happy Wednesday to you. It's hump day today, so it's time for our meditation practice of this week. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Let's take a moment to settle right now. So if you have the chance to sit down, just to ground into the body a little bit, now is a good time for that. And the moment you get here, let's wiggle the body around a little bit. So oftentimes when we transition from that busyness of our day-to-day lives to being quiet and closing the eyes, it's a good thing to just move the body a little bit so we can meet ourselves in the vibration we're already in. Perhaps rolling the shoulders down the back for a moment, maybe lengthening the spine a little bit, letting the crown of the head rise taller to the sky. Wiggle out your toes and your fingertips. And let's take a huge breath in through the nose to begin. So inhale, breathe in. Hold at the top. Open the mouth and breathe out. And then bring the breath back through the nose. Noticing right away the quality of your breath in this moment. Oftentimes, as we inhale, we can sense a little bit of a difference between the left and the right nostril. So notice that if that's true for you, or if you can sense absolute balance between the left and the right side. If there's any constriction there, get present with that for just a moment and notice what it really feels like to breathe in through the nose. And then start to follow that breath for just a moment. So the breath moves in through the nostrils. Might be a bit of constriction in one side. Maybe there's total balance and ease. And then the breath moves deeper into the body as it goes down past the throat. Take a moment to sense that feeling of the breath moving down the throat. The breath moves deeper down toward the lungs. It passes the solar plexus and the rib cage. And if you have the space to bring the breath all the way down to the low belly, to really feel that feeling of the breath expanding right beneath the belly button, do that. And noticing just on that one side of the breath, how much is happening, all the intricate workings of the inhale. And of course, continuing to breathe all throughout, sensing also the exhale and everything that shifts and moves as the breath exits the body and returns. So you might even sense from the bottom of the belly that shift of the breath turning, The belly contracts a little bit, which helps the body to push the breath back out. The breath will pass the rib cage, solar plexus, move past the chest. Feel the feeling of the breath moving up the back of the throat as you exhale, out through the nose. And on the breath out, sensing that same thing you were sensing on the inhale, if there is balance between the left and the right nostril, or any constriction that you might be experiencing there. And then continue exactly like that. So this practice right now is very simple, but it's also complex. It's also very, very intricate. All the workings of the body as we breathe. Following the breath every single step of the way, staying totally present with all the shifts and subtle movements that happen within the body as you breathe in, and then staying just as present with all those subtle movements and shifts and feelings as you breathe out. Letting the breath be your anchor right now. Letting your breath be your anchor right now. And if at any moment you can notice any thoughts popping up in your mind, just let that serve as a little reminder to come right back to the breath. So that's a beautiful practice in and of its own, noticing a thought and having that very thought be your nudge to come back to the breath. And then noticing again the quality of the inhale, the experience of the exhale, the sensations of the breath in, and the sensations of the breath out. We continue to breathe and to remain completely present, completely immersed with the breath. Now feel free to stay just like this, following the breath in and following the breath out with your own awareness. And the longer we stay in this practice, the deeper we'll go. The longer we stay and the more often we return to this practice of using the breath as an anchor, the more we might find. So feel free to stay here, lingering in this awareness of the breath with the eyes closed a little while longer. Thank you so much for joining me for this practice today. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.